Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today, we're taking a deep dive into a topic that sounds like something straight out of science fiction, but I promise you, it's all backed up by real science and incredible firsthand accounts.
Buckle up, folks, because we're about to explore the world of the visible subconscious.
That's right. We'll be exploring the world of the visible subconscious, drawing insights from the fascinating book, The Visible Subconscious, by Ponsman Anton.
Now, for anyone hearing about this for the first time, the visible subconscious is essentially a way for people to see and interact with their subconscious minds in a tangible way, kind of like having a window into the control center of their thoughts, emotions, and habits.
It's like finally being able to peek behind the curtain and see the inner workings of your own mind, which, let's be honest, can be a pretty wild place sometimes, right?
Absolutely. And Pons's book is packed with case studies of people who are using this newfound ability to make some incredible changes in their lives, from managing things like pain to breaking those pesky long-standing habits that we all struggle with.
I mean, who hasn't wished they could just reprogram their subconscious mind to stop hitting that snooze button every morning or, you know, finally kick that sugar craving?
Right. And that's where the concept of the visible subconscious gets really interesting.
Pons kicks things off with an analogy that I found incredibly helpful. He compares the subconscious mind to a computer program running in the background.
It's a powerful analogy because, just like a computer program, our subconscious mind is constantly influencing our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And as anyone who's ever tried to troubleshoot a computer issue knows, it can be incredibly frustrating to try and fix something when you don't have access to the code.
Yeah, it's like trying to fix a leaky faucet without knowing where the pipes are, right?
Exactly. But with the visible subconscious, it's like gaining access to the source code of your own mind.
So how does this whole visible subconscious thing actually work? Is it some kind of superpower that only a select few possess?
Well, based on Pons's research, it seems that the key is hypnosis. He uses hypnotic techniques to guide people into a deep state of relaxation, where they can then perceive their subconscious mind as a tangible entity.
So we're not just talking about vague feelings or intuitions here. These people are actually seeing something concrete, something they can interact with.
That's right. And the forms that these visible subconsciouses take are as diverse as the individuals themselves. Some people see shapes, colors, or even fully formed figures.
Pons walks us through some truly mind-blowing examples in the book. One of the first people we meet is a guy named Matt. During one of these hypnosis sessions, he sees this floating red rectangle with glowing panes just appear out of nowhere. He's like, what in the world is this thing?
And then the rectangle, get this, it actually starts communicating with Matt, and it tells him his name is Bosco.
Bosco. That's a pretty interesting name for a subconscious entity.
Right. But what's even more fascinating is how Matt starts working with Bosco to manage his pain. They even do this experiment where Matt asks Bosco to change the way he perceives the taste and smell of a lemon. And guess what? It actually works.
Wait, so he's basically hacking his own senses with the help of his subconscious? That's incredible. I mean, the implications for things like managing cravings or even, like, you know, developing new tastes are pretty mind-blowing.
Absolutely. It really challenges our understanding of how the mind and body interact and how much control we potentially have over our own sensory experiences.
Then there's Liam, whose visible subconscious is a bit more, well, mysterious, I guess you could say. It doesn't have a specific name, and it communicates through Liam's own voice. But here's where things get really wild. During an experiment, Liam's subconscious was able to make him feel physically warm, even though he was sitting in a cold room.
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes Liam's case so fascinating. It really highlights how the visible subconscious can manifest in a variety of ways, and it doesn't always have to be visual.
It makes you wonder, like, what other kinds of hidden abilities might be lurking within our subconscious minds, just waiting to be tapped into?
That's one of the big questions that Pons explores throughout the book, and it's a pretty tantalizing one, to say the least.
Okay, so we've got floating rectangles and disembodied voices. What else does Pons have in store for us?
Well, another individual we meet in the book is Laura. Her visible subconscious, Joseph, is described as being, well, quite stylish, always dressed to impress.
Okay, so subconscious entities have a sense of fashion now. I'm starting to think we need to see some sketches of these things because I'm having trouble picturing it all.
I know, right? Pretty wild stuff. But more than just appearances, Joseph actually helps Laura find happiness, improve her communication skills, and even wake up earlier. It's like having a personal life coach who lives inside your own mind.
Sign me up. I could definitely use a subconscious life coach to whip me into shape.
But what's interesting about Laura's case is that her relationship with Joseph actually evolved over time. They describe a kind of merging, which ultimately led to some pretty significant personal growth and positive changes for Laura. It speaks to the dynamic nature of this connection, how it can grow and change along with us.
Okay, I think I'm ready for the next level of weirdness now. What else you got?
All right, how about this? A massage therapist named Ethan, whose visible subconscious appears as a playful blue female figure named Blue. Now, Blue doesn't talk, but she communicates through gestures and facial expressions.
So it's like a subconscious mime.
Yeah, kind of. And Ethan uses Blue to help him do all sorts of things, like reduce his smoking and drinking, manage pain, and even improve his focus.
Okay, that's impressive. But it's still a little hard to wrap my head around how a silent blue figure can help someone quit smoking.
I know, it sounds pretty far out there. But here's where things get really wild. During an experiment involving toothpicks, Blue was able to numb half of Ethan's arm so he couldn't feel the pokes. The other half still felt the sensation, though.
Okay, now that's just straight up science fiction.
Right. It really challenges our understanding of how the mind and body interact. Like, if someone can consciously numb pain with the help of their visible subconscious, what other kinds of physical feats might be possible?
It's like we have this untapped power within us, and we're only just beginning to scratch the surface of what's possible.
And that's what makes this whole field of studies so fascinating and potentially transformative.
All right, so we've got glowing rectangles, talking voices, a well-dressed subconscious life coach, and a silent blue figure who can numb pain. Is it safe to assume that things are about to get even weirder from here?
Oh, absolutely. Just wait until you hear about Sam and his encounter with Ben, his starburst-shaped visible subconscious. But first, we need to take a quick break.
All right, Deep Divers, we'll be right back after a short break to delve even deeper into the world of the visible subconscious. Stay tuned. And we're back, Deep Divers, ready to plunge headfirst back into the fascinating world of the visible subconscious. Before the break, we were just about to hear about Sam and his encounter with Ben, his starburst-shaped subconscious.
Yeah, Sam's story is particularly interesting because he started out as a total skeptic. Given his Jewish upbringing, the whole concept of a visible subconscious just didn't sit right with him.
It's understandable, right? I mean, the stuff can sound pretty out there, especially if you're coming from a background where these kinds of ideas aren't really discussed.
But then, during one of Pons' hypnosis sessions, Sam encounters Ben, this powerful, starburst-shaped entity. And let me tell you, Ben is not messing around. He's got this authoritative presence about him, like he's the CEO of Sam's subconscious mind.
Okay, I'm definitely getting strong cosmic overlord vibes from this Ben character. So what kind of things does Ben help Sam with?
Well, for starters, Ben helps Sam make healthier choices, like finally ditching that bag of chips for a plate of veggies. He also helps Sam overcome his self-consciousness, which is something a lot of us can relate to, right?
Absolutely. Who hasn't wished they could just silence that inner critic that's constantly holding them back?
Right. It is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But it also speaks to this recurring theme we see throughout the book, this idea that the visible subconscious can provide access to information or abilities that seem to be beyond our conscious awareness.
It's like we have this vast reservoir of untapped potential just waiting to be unlocked. But what I'm really curious about is what Pons himself has to say about all of this. He's the expert, after all. Does he offer any explanations for how the visible subconscious works or what its purpose might be?
He does. In fact, one of the most fascinating parts of the book is where Pons actually gets to interview Bosco directly while Matt is under hypnosis.
Wait, so he's interviewing a subconscious entity. That's next level stuff right there.
I know, right? And what Bosco has to say is pretty mind-blowing. He claims that he can do so much more than just manage pain or change habits. He talks about things like channeling focus, surfacing hidden talents, improving memory and logical thinking, even promoting healing.
So it's like having an all-powerful genie living inside your mind.
Not quite. But it does suggest that the visible subconscious might hold the key to unlocking some truly remarkable human potential.
Okay, so let's bring things back down to earth for a moment and talk about some of the real-world applications that Pons explores in the book. He shares some pretty amazing examples of how people are using their visible subconscious to navigate everyday challenges, right?
Absolutely. One that stands out is a person who used their visible subconscious to suppress a cough that just wouldn't go away. Another one was able to ease their motion sickness during a flight just by asking their visible subconscious for help.
It's like having a built-in toolkit for managing those little annoyances that we all experience.
Exactly. But Pons also takes things a step further with examples that really push the boundaries of what we might consider possible. Like, he describes someone who used their visible subconscious to help a bleeding wound heal faster.
Wait, hold on. They just asked their subconscious to speed up healing, and it actually worked.
That's what Pons reports in the book. The person simply asked her subconscious to increase platelet production, and shortly after, the bleeding stopped.
That's incredible. It's like we have this untapped power within us to influence our own physiology, our own healing processes.
It really challenges the traditional separation between mind and body, suggesting that the connection runs much deeper than we might have realized.
So the big question is, how do people actually develop this ability to interact with their visible subconscious? Is it something anyone can learn?
Well, as we discussed earlier, hypnosis seems to play a key role. Pons outlines some specific techniques and guided meditations in the book that people can use to cultivate this connection. He really emphasizes the importance of creating a relaxed and receptive state of mind, allowing the visible subconscious to emerge organically.
So it's not about forcing it, but rather creating the right conditions for it to manifest.
Exactly. It's like planting a seed and then nurturing it with the right environment and care.
It makes sense, but I'm also curious about the potential downsides. I mean, anytime you're dealing with something as powerful as the subconscious mind, there's got to be some risks involved, right?
Pons acknowledges that. He's very clear that working with the visible subconscious is a journey. And just like any journey, there could be bumps along the way. He emphasizes the importance of patience, self-compassion, and a willingness to learn and adapt as you go.
It's not a quick fix or a magic bullet.
Definitely not. It's an ongoing process of self-discovery and exploration.
And it sounds like Pons is very mindful of the ethical considerations involved. It's not about manipulating others or trying to control outcomes.
Absolutely. He advocates for using the visible subconscious responsibly and ethically. It's about aligning your conscious and subconscious minds to achieve your goals and live a more fulfilling life, not about bending the world to your will.
So it's more about self-discovery and personal growth, like tapping into an inner source of wisdom and guidance.
Exactly. And the way Pons describes it, the visible subconscious isn't some static entity. It actually evolves alongside our understanding and utilization.
So as we learn and grow, our visible subconscious grows and changes with us.
That's right. It's a dynamic part of ourselves, adapting to meet our specific needs and desires.
Which means that our relationship with it is an ongoing process, a continuous journey of exploration and discovery.
Precisely. And who knows what we might uncover along the way. As more people explore the world of the visible subconscious, I think we're going to see even more incredible applications and possibilities emerge.
It's an exciting time to be diving into this field, but I'm also curious about how the visible subconscious might play a role in enhancing things like creativity or problem-solving abilities. Does Pons touch upon those areas in the book?
He does. Pons shares some pretty compelling examples of people who've used their visible subconscious to overcome creative blocks, generate new ideas, and find innovative solutions to complex problems. It's almost like the visible subconscious can tap into a wellspring of inspiration and insight that we normally don't have access to.
It's like having a secret brainstorming partner living inside your mind. Could this be the key to unlocking hidden talents or realizing our full potential?
It's certainly a possibility worth exploring.
That's remarkable. It suggests that we might all have hidden talents or abilities that are just waiting to be unlocked.
And the visible subconscious could be the key to unlocking them. It's like we're only just beginning to understand the true potential of our minds and the vast resources that lie within.
It's an incredibly exciting prospect, but Pons also acknowledges that there's still so much we don't know about the visible subconscious and how it works.
Absolutely. It's a relatively new area of exploration, and there's a lot more research to be done. But the potential is certainly there, and the stories that Pons shares in his book offer a glimpse into a future where we might be able to harness the power of our minds in ways we never thought possible.
I'm particularly intrigued by the ethical considerations surrounding the visible subconscious. It's a powerful tool, and as the saying goes, with great power comes great responsibility.
You're absolutely right. Pons dedicates a whole chapter to this topic. He emphasizes the importance of using the visible subconscious for good, not for personal gain or manipulation. It's about empowering individuals to live more fulfilling lives and to contribute positively to the world around them.
So it's not about controlling others or bending reality to our will.
Not at all. It's about aligning our conscious and subconscious minds to achieve our goals in a way that's ethical and beneficial for both ourselves and others.
It's about personal growth, self-discovery, and tapping into our inner wisdom to navigate life's challenges and create a more positive future.
Precisely. And as we learn more about the visible subconscious, we realize that we're all connected in ways we never imagined.
Now, I'm curious to hear more about the specific techniques that Pons outlines for actually cultivating a visible subconscious. Does he give, like, step-by-step guidance for people who want to try this for themselves?
He does. He outlines a series of guided meditations and visualization exercises designed to help people connect with their visible subconscious. He emphasizes finding a quiet space, relaxing the body and mind, and setting an intention for the interaction.
So it's not just about passively waiting for it to appear, but actively engaging in practices that facilitate the connection.
Exactly. It's about creating the right internal environment for the visible subconscious to emerge. And just like any skill, it takes practice and patience to develop this ability.
It sounds like it. Pons also stresses the importance of approaching this with an open mind and a willingness to trust the process.
Definitely. The visible subconscious seems to operate on a different level than our conscious mind, so we need to be open to experiencing things in a new way.
It's about letting go of our preconceived notions and embracing the unknown.
The visible subconscious can help us break free from limiting beliefs and tap into our full potential. It's like having an inner coach who believes in us even when we doubt ourselves.
It's incredibly inspiring, really. Just imagine being able to conquer your fears, achieve your goals, and live a life that's more aligned with your true self, all with the help of your own subconscious mind.
A powerful message.
It really is. And it makes you wonder, what else might be possible if we could all tap into this hidden power within? It's a question that Pons leaves us grappling with, and it's one that I think we'll all be pondering long after we finish this episode.
I have a feeling you're right.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the fascinating world of the visible subconscious. We've explored some mind-blowing concepts today, and I hope you've come away with a sense of awe and wonder about the untapped potential that lies within each of us.
It's been an incredible journey, and I encourage everyone to continue exploring this topic on their own. There's so much more to discover.
And don't forget to check out Pons Manitan's book, The Visible Subconscious, for a deeper dive into all of this. It's a truly fascinating read that will challenge your assumptions about the mind and its capabilities. Until next time, deep divers, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.